This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
For over 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, and we do try to bring you a lot of interesting information, a lot of variety, all about you and your health. Now, the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. That's myvillagegreen.com. And just a reminder that Village Green is your resource for questions about your health via the website and the store on Cedar Lane. They carry superior supplements from many manufacturers, including their own Pathway products. Now, we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., so please join us next week for Kevin's discussion on probiotics. Now, we'll start the show with news you can use before we talk with our guest, Amber Vizzi, who is a certified nutritionist in integrative nutrition. Our subject is empowering extraordinary health. I love that. And we're going to get a lot of good information from Amber. Now, just a little bit of a repeat, but just to emphasize news you can use. And recent studies have shown that what we have been told was true for almost half of the past 100 years is actually not true about heart disease. And those of you who have listened to this show have gotten that message. And I'd like to say, in my 45-year career, I always understood what I'm about to tell you. First of all, you can go to this meta-analysis that was published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. It pulled together data from 21 unique studies that included almost 350,000 people, and about 11,000 of whom developed cardiovascular disease. They were tracked for an average of 14 years. And the conclusion was that there is no relationship between the intake of saturated fat and the incidence of high heart disease or stroke. Now, what it means is eating saturated fat and cholesterol doesn't cause heart disease. And a lot of people say, but we've been told that, and high cholesterol is a problem. There is a difference between association and cause. Let's put it this way. Smoke alarms go off when there are fires. They don't cause the fires. They are responding to the smoke and the fire. And cholesterol increases when there is inflammation or injury to the vessel. And it's part of the Band-Aid and becomes part of what we call plaque. Cholesterol cannot attach itself to a healthy vessel. It's like two pieces of Velcro. If I have a little piece of Velcro stuck to my table and I run across that, the opposing piece of Velcro, it will not stick anywhere except on the Velcro, the opposing Velcro that's stuck to the table. And that's exactly what happens with cholesterol. Now, what else have we learned? The consumption of so-called heart-healthy vegetable oils is what's linked to heart disease. And the experts that brought this to us years ago have acknowledged, and I will give a paraphrase here, that the advice we gave for people to avoid butter, eggs, and turn to hydrogenated oils, hydrogenated vegetable oils, sent many people to an early death. And we apologize, but we didn't know any differently until the mid-80s. That mid-80s is not true. I've lectured on this since the late 60s, early 70s. This is biochemistry. but it allowed us to then go forward as a culture and design drugs to cut down on cholesterol. So that's the news. You'll be hearing a lot about it. And what we're saying is eggs are good. Eggs have cholesterol. The assumption was they raise cholesterol. They don't. Eggs, the egg-eating cultures, have lower heart disease risk. They have lower risk for many other conditions. Cholesterol is essential for life on Earth. It's 65% of the dry weight of the brain. It makes our reproductive hormones. It's a precursor to vitamin D. And it's a healing substance. Our bodies make 1,000 or more milligrams a day. If we do not take in enough, we compensate by making more. Now, certainly there are people that have severe problems on either end, don't make enough cholesterol. We see that, by the way, in a subset of children with autism, and those who genetically make extremely excessive amounts. So I want to introduce you to Amber. I mentioned her before we started the news you can use. She's a certified nutritionist in integrative health and also brings her training in Ayurvedic medicine to the team. She has always been fascinated with the power of foods, herbs, and dietary supplements to optimize health. And after earning a BA in economics and Russian, she went on to pursue this passion. And for 16 years, she's worked both in product retail and maintained her own wellness practice, working with doctors and alternative medical professionals, promoting optimum health inside and out. So welcome to the show, Amber.
Thank you so much, Dana.
Tell us a little bit about what you're doing currently.
Well, first, let me just thank you for that news you can use. It's so good to hear that information going out there on the airwaves, finally. You know, and like you said, you've been doing this longer than I have, but in the 17 years now that I've been working with people, there hasn't been a moment when I said, you know, avoid eggs, avoid real food. And it's been a frustrating road to hoe, hasn't it? You know?
Yes.
And it's just so good to hear it turning around now.
And I have taken that food pyramid and not used it in my entire career because it is physiologically, biochemically incorrect. And although they've made some changes, it's still wrong that essential foods are grains and dairy. They're options.
Yes.
They are options.
Yep.
And I have the hardest time getting people to understand that. We need protein, fat, and carbohydrate, and milk is a protein option, and grains are a carbohydrate option.
So, yes, and it always cracked me up when I was one-on-one with clients and they'd talk about the food pyramid. And I before myplate.gov got started as the new food, because apparently we can't determine our portion sizes, so that became the new guideline. And long before that, I was drawing plates for people. You know, I'd turn over my note-taking paper, I'd draw a plate, I'd divide it in half, I'd say, this is vegetable.
You know, I did the same thing.
Protein.
I did the same thing, and I can't take full credit. It was a 10-year-old. Who said, Dana, could you just draw me a plate and show
awesome.
Me how to eat? And as I thought about it, I thought, this really makes more sense. Anybody.
It works great for adults.
It's for everybody. Anybody can look at that. And I tried to interest several young people into doing a science fair project by showing people what was then the current pyramid, giving them X number of minutes, 5 minutes, 2 minutes, whatever, to look at it. And then to make a plate, offer them a buffet and make a plate based on what they saw. And I knew instantly it takes very little time to look at that and say, okay, here's my protein, here are my vegetables, and here are my starches, optional starches, fruits and grains. And no one ever did it. And I thought it would be a really good experiment.
Well, I will pass it on to my son because he will take you up on that challenge for sure.
Yeah.
He's definitely a proponent of it.
Yes. Well, good. So tell us more about yourself.
Well, I think you said it pretty good in the introduction. I have since 1996 been pursuing, I'll say, holistic nutrition because that's how it started out, you know, old school National Institute for Nutritional Education, and really we were kind of the renegades. You were a renegade even before, you know, and we've been pursuing this information about real health. And I think for us, it just takes sitting down for a second and saying, okay, we're human beings. How have human beings eaten? for tens of thousands of years at the very least.
Exactly.
And what makes sense? And why, whoever decided to squeeze oil from a soybean? I mean, good God, how hard can that be? You know, where if you had to sit around with a matate, you know, some kind of a grinding stone and a hand press, would soybean be your choice to squeeze oil from? No, it would be olives or coconut or palm nut. It would never be a soybean. So to have 85% of our oil consumption being from soybean and then from corn and from canola that has to be genetically modified to consume is just ridiculous.
And that's not
natural eating.
And to hydrogenate it on top of
that. Then to go and do that. But that we know that's an economically driven thing and a marketing thing.
I have to tell you my experience. When I went back to get my master's at the University of Maryland, the dietitian who was teaching us about oils said that all you had to do, that hydrogenation was mixing a saturated fat with an oil, and that it was healthier for you, because that was the American Dietetic Association information. Of course, all the organizations, National Heart, Lung, Blood Institute, NIH, American Medical Association, American Dietetic Association, FDA, USDA, all promoted hydrogenated oils. And I went up to her and I said, on this campus, in their biochemistry, nutritional biochemistry, animal sciences department, they are the leading researchers in the world on trans fatty acids. And what you've taught us is 100% wrong. And why? So I wrote I approached the university and said, these two departments need to talk. These two departments need to be together, and the dietetics department has to start providing the science, not myths. And, you know, that's happened, and I'm not taking credit for that. I don't think my little letter made a difference, because times were changing, and finally people started catching up. But I've been there, and I have waited for these moments.
Well, I don't know if your letter made the difference, but your intention and your passion in that made the difference. And you're a rebel, you're a renegade of that time, and you're working with common sense, and that's what's important. You know?
I'm a nice rebel. I'm a nice rebel.
A nice rebel. Well, yeah, you got to make your way in the world. That's right. I mean, my experimentation has been probably in my own body, because, you know, if somebody like yourself had drawn me a plate when I was a kid and just put some pictures on it, I'd have been like, okay, I'll do that. I got it. Because I was very into the four food groups. I was very into balancing my plate out when I was a kid. I was always thinking about, okay, did I get enough vegetables today? Is it, you know, it's just interesting to me how there was a formula, in a sense, to eating, and also an instinct. And as time went on, I heard about this and I heard about that, and I tried this and I tried that, and college came, and I laughed because, you know, in college it was all about the low-fat craze. And I remember I go into the dining hall. We had an alternative dining hall that had healthier, quote unquote, healthier food, right? Vegan and vegetarian options and low fat options. And there's this big chef. He looked like the chef in South Park, just a big guy with a big voice, you know? And I remember every day I'd be like, is this a low fat cake? He'd be like, yes, ma'am, that's low fat cake.
Well, we're going to carry this conversation on, because you've started on a subject that's too important to cut short. So for those who've just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour. And the show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
Solgar number 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar number 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar number 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar number 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar number 7 says yes. Solgar number 7, available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA certified organic, non-GMO verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle. A wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. The show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 AM. I invite you to join us next week for Kevin's discussion on probiotics. Now, today's guest is Amber Veets, who is a certified nutritionist in integrative medicine, and our subject is empowering extraordinary health. And Amber and I are absolutely on the same page about talking about what human diets have been for thousands and millions of years. And the statistic that I usually give you is that for 0.005% of human history, modern human history, we have used milk. We have used milk and grains, okay, because we weren't domesticated until then. Domestication occurred 5 to 10,000 years ago. And for all of human history, which was always thought to be 2 million years, now even up to 4 million years, they haven't been part of the diet. So when we look at what is the human diet, that diet that has been promoted by the original pyramid and began probably in the 70s to 80s is wrong. And now the traditional sector is finally acknowledging that. So, Amber, go ahead and fill us in on what humans should be consuming and how they should look at their diets.
All right. Well, you know, we left off and I was talking about the low-fat craze. And what that led a lot of people to do was indulge in a lot more carbohydrates. And indulging in a lot more carbohydrates leads you to be pretty much constantly hungry and craving. And one of the main reasons for that is that there are many levels of satiation in the body, many ways that your body gets satisfied. Some is about how full is your stomach? Are those stretch receptors activated? You have the sensation of fullness, and then how long does that food last in your digestive tract? But what most people don't know and don't realize is that there's a whole host of signaling that goes on in your body from cell to cell that actually tells your brain that you're satisfied. And it's the difference between your stomach grinding against itself and you feeling like you're going to pass out, which is a common, I always experience that from being hypoglycemic, and that feeling of, I feel hungry. I feel like I want to eat something. I feel like I want something more after dinner. I feel like I need to sit down and have a bowl of ice cream. And that's cellular signaling. That's a brain thing. And protein, adequate, good quality, regular doses of protein throughout the day are one of the main things that help the person have proper signaling and feel satisfied in their neurological system. So you're not getting that feeling at 9, 10 o'clock at night that you need a bowl of popcorn and a bowl of ice cream. And it, usually that indicates that you didn't have adequate protein throughout the day. And that's one of the main building blocks of nutrition is not only how much are you getting? But how is it broken up throughout the day? And is it balanced in its amino acid profile? That's been a huge missing component for a lot of people. I figured that out by, you know, watching The Corporation and Diet for a Small Planet and watching all these terrible slaughterhouses and then deciding to go vegetarian repeatedly in my life, you know, and I'm sure a lot of people have that same story. And when I was vegetarian, I felt awful because I wasn't putting the time and effort into having adequate protein, adequate levels of all the amino acids throughout the day. And at a time when I had to have animal protein and didn't have any other choice because of where I was and what I was doing, I realized, wow, that's pretty easy to feel good, pretty easy to feel balanced. And that really changed my perspective on protein. It doesn't mean that a person has to have animal protein, but they have to pay attention to the balance of it and the quality of it. And it is a building block for health.
It is. And I think what we see a lot today are what I call new age vegetarians. They don't particularly like beans. They're freaked out about the fat in nuts. And they're eating mostly starches and they're gaining weight and feeling fatigued because, as you and I know, that excess glucose gets shunted to triglycerides that get stored on the belly, at belly fat. They're carried by the LDL cholesterol. And so by eating a no-fat Entenmann's, let's use that as an example, you end up gaining weight and being hungry. And this hunger issue is real. Pritikin really pushed people toward a fat percentage that doesn't exist in cultures today or in the past.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And let's just take this moment to tell the listeners, fat doesn't make you fat. Real healthy fat doesn't make you fat, but sugar and refined carbohydrates will absolutely make you fat. Sugar, refined carbohydrates, and bad fats, like the kind you were talking about before, will give you a problem in your vessels and cause inflammation that leads to cholesterol sticking to the inside of your vessels and cause blockages. But true, healthy fats that come from real foods, it's never going to do that. And we really have to return to common sense perspective on what we eat. What has always been available for human consumption? How has it always been consumed? And you brought up a really good point. When we got domesticated, as you say, meaning we started to settle down into one area, we started to farm, we started to store food, we kept animals and domesticated them where we could actually go in and milk them and start drinking their milk and had to culture it, how we ate had to change. And fossil records have definitely shown that that transition between hunter-gatherer and agrarian actually was detrimental to our health. The teeth, the bone density suffered that transition, except in cultures that learned how to extract better nutrition from their grains and from their dairy by fermentation, by sprouting, by soaking, by leavening. You can't just go in and suddenly start eating those foods and extract nutrition because we don't have four stomachs. We're not ruminants.
Right.
We don't have that kind of microbiome, that kind of microbiological diversity.
And I will say, and I say this to patients all the time, there isn't one diet for everyone on earth. And some people need to be more carnivorous. Others need to go more toward vegetable protein. But everyone needs protein. And you made that point elegantly. And we need to get a variety of colors. So if you know your cultural background, it's a little easier, but most people have such a mixed cultural ancestral background that it's impossible to know what genes you inherited. We also know that as humans progressed through time, blood types changed, and they changed consistent, too, with the diet. And so that's a factor that differentiates us. So I've lost some patients who, when they said, what diet are you promoting? And I said, I individualize. I need to know your history. I need to know how you've done on different diets. I need to know more information. And they couldn't get beyond that I should be promoting one diet. And I sometimes evidently was not effective in letting them know there wasn't one diet.
I know. The same thing. People say, okay, what do I need to do to become your client? Well, here's a 16-page intake form. 16 pages? When am I going to sit down and do that? I said, I need to know everything about you. And it's not only – and on top of that, you need to do this 4-page Ayurvedic questionnaire. You
know? Yes, yes.
Because Ayurveda really – I really got into Ayurveda because it gives me another tool to understand a person's background and the choices they make and how they feel about certain things. And that determines a lot about the makeup of their body, their individual biochemistry, and what is going to be best suited for them. And you know what's really, really interesting is now, especially in India, where there's an effort to research Ayurvedic diagnosis and connect it to genomics, they're actually proving that out. They're actually proving out that what has been known by thousands of years of observation can actually be shown and demonstrated in differences in the genome and the phenotypic expression.
Oh, I'm so excited to hear that.
It's so exciting. And why certain herbs work well on certain people and not on others for the same problem, why certain foods are good for some people and not others, even though they might otherwise, you know, live the same lifestyle. So really, really interesting stuff, especially coming out of India. And I was waiting for that to happen. And I think it's very, very, you know, Diana Minnick was
somebody who
spoke about that.
And she
had some very interesting information on iogenomics, basically, is what they're researching in India now. So that, to me, was super exciting. Absolutely, it has to be individualized per person. And some people feel great on animal proteins and vegetables. You know, complex whole carbohydrates, like, you know, starchy tubers, vegetables and that kind of thing. Other people really need to stay more on a vegetarian, a lighter diet, a lot of vegetables, lighter proteins. But everybody needs a certain amount of protein per day, right, Dana? Everybody needs
and
their specified amount, and that's individual.
I am so excited about this news because before I learned about Ayurvedic medicine, I was using a number of different systems, body typing, to understand what was important for my patient. And I was told often, you must know Ayurveda, because my Ayurvedic practitioner actually told me the same thing. And I said, actually, I don't. But if systems are true, they should come up with the same solution. And I've often been curious about writing a book with people who use different systems that have, you know, established themselves as good in diagnosis for conditions and supplementation and diet. How interesting it would be to compare what it is we see individually. And I just thought that was exciting. I thought, well, it means whatever systems I've landed on are consistent with what Ayurveda finds.
Especially when you've got a check and balance, you know, where you're saying, does it ring true for this system compared with that system? If I put the two together, do I come out with the same solution, double checked and verified, basically?
Yeah.
And I put a lot of time into combining the blood type concept with Ayurvedic.
Good
and
for
so
you.
I would have, you know, I would have pitta with a type A, pitta type AB, pitta type B, pitta type O, and just have people play with that and realize that, you know, the blood type concept was about lectins, which is something we have to talk about in proteins, because it's one of those things in plant proteins and a lot of plant foods in general that can cause inflammation in a person's body. And that's the whole concept behind the eat right for your blood type, and the fact that your blood immune system might react to certain components of certain foods. So for people who are suffering inflammatory conditions, they need to look at that. They need to look at whether certain foods make it worse. And that might be a guideline combined with another system, in my case, Ayurvedic, in your case, another system you might use, you know, to put it all together and have a more comprehensive plan for any individual.
Well, I think the systems are important to guide someone, especially when they're beginning. And what I have discovered is that they melded somehow into how I look at a patient. Without, I'm not necessarily going through each system. I'm just utilizing it. And I sort of had to step back and say, gee, I had forgotten about the body typing. I had forgotten what this told me, but it's there and sort of melded into what I come up with. But I think it's critical for people to learn these systems independently in order to be able to use them and mix them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's just more tools at our disposal to really understand each person, to help them understand themselves. Because you're right, everybody's very mixed now. It's very rare that you've got somebody who is purely from one cultural origin with all of that genetic information intact.
Oh,
in
absolutely.
Their DNA. And so do, you know, maybe you've got your, you know, maybe you've got the Irish enzymes and then you've got some African inability to digest dairy. You know, who knows? Like it's a mix.
And yes, and that's
only through experimentation do you find out.
The discovery, and we'll talk more about this for those who have just tuned in. You're with Amber Vietz, who is a certified nutritionist in integrative nutrition. And we're talking about empowering extraordinary health. And we're focusing on diet right now. And this is The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. And we're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCT. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet. Committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Did you know at Village Green we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more? That's right. In addition to our other big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle today and every day. At Village Green, we've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living products for over 45 years. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., so please join us next week for Kevin's discussion on probiotics. Today's guest is Amber Vietz, who is a certified nutritionist in integrative medicine. Our subject is empowering extraordinary health, and we talked about looking at the human diet for modern human diet for the past 200,000 years, the total human diet for 2 million to 4 million years, to get information on what our human diet really is. And Amber's gone into some very specific ways to determine what's right for the individual. She talked about Ayurvedic, blood typing, and getting the right proteins. So let's carry this on.
Great. Thanks, Dana. There are certain foundations for health. And, you know, we talked a little bit about our histories, and I think both of us have probably been through the gamut of dietary regimens, you know, everything that's been out there and available, and then the trend, at least looked at it, if not participated in it. And there are just certain things that are true across the board. You know, every person needs protein. Every person needs fat. Every person needs carbohydrates. These are called macronutrients. We need them in varying degrees, absolutely. Protein is tantamount. Protein is the most important thing because it makes all kinds of molecules in our body, all kinds of hormones, all kinds of enzymes, all kinds of immune functioning components of the body. It builds all of our structure. So it's extremely crucial, and we don't function without it. And that's one of those areas where a lot of people fall short. And a lot of these fad diets have caused people to fall off of adequate protein, or conversely, now, especially with, you know, starting with Atkins and then the Zone and then going into paleo, going into, you know, ancestral eating, there are various truths and untruths where people are trying to cut back on their sugar or their carbs, they're trying to lose weight that they've gained by eating the wrong kinds of oils, vegetable oils, and the wrong kinds of carbohydrates for the last years, and they're trying to drop that weight that they've gained and fix their hormonal imbalances as a result of that style of eating by moving toward a more protein-centered diet. And the idea is right, but the fact is that we need a certain amount of protein in our diet every day, and it does vary per person based upon their weight and activity level, but we absolutely need it. But too much protein just goes to waste in the toilet. So if you're eating, you know, too many grams of protein for your weight and for your activity level and for your body's ability to digest a certain amount of protein in one sitting, it's just a waste. It's a waste whether it's a protein powder, it's a waste whether it's a free-form amino acid drink, and it's a waste if it's a shake. It doesn't matter. The body can only do so much at once. So I would say one of the wisest things that has come out of the last 20, 30 years has been this idea of breaking your nutrients up into balanced meals throughout the day, whether it's 3 or 4 or 5 balanced meals or a couple meals and a couple snacks, but where people are getting portions of protein and good fats each time they do that.
You know, you and I are kindred souls because
we are.
I talk about meal snacks, and that whether it's a snack or a meal, it looks the same. A meal might have more of each portion, but so many people benefit from mini meals, or what I call meal snacks, mm-hmm. And get people away from those snacks that are just carbo snacks, that they
exactly.
have to look at protein every time they eat.
Absolutely. You know, for me, it was natural because if I didn't have protein and or fat in my little meal snack, I was going to have a crash. You know, I tended toward hypoglycemia, and so I knew very early on that that was important for me. A lot of people, it takes them a long time to come to it. I see kids in my son's class, he's 9, and they come home, they got a headache, and they're all woozy, and then you find out what they've been snacking on all day. You know, they haven't had an ounce of protein or a good fat, and they're just, you know, high on carbohydrates. The body's not functioning. It's really interesting because a lot of people have this misconception that their brain needs glucose to function. And you just gave that statistic at the beginning, you know, about the dry weight of the brain being 65% cholesterol. And I just think that's a fascinating statistic. Our nervous system needs fats, absolutely needs fats. And the body will make glucose out of those carbon molecules when it needs it. But we need good fats, way more than we need pure glucose.
Yeah, the butter's back. That's, you know, certainly been the articles that have gotten a lot of attention lately.
I know, and people feel betrayed. They feel like, oh my gosh, okay, it was in, and then it was out, and now it's in again, and I don't know who to believe. But doctors aren't caught up. They're still not caught up to this. You know, there's still doctors who are saying, you know, stay off the saturated fat, watch your steaks, don't take. And I live in Brooklyn. New York, and you've got a lot of people here of mixed cultures, and they're coming from countries that got the vegetable oil late but still believe that it's the best thing. You know, they might have been centered on coconut or palm oil for a long time, and then they switched over because somehow, you know, it got exported into their country, and now they're stuck on that vegetable oil, and they're not eating their traditional foods made with the traditional fats. And so they're in the United States now, and they're the forefront of poor health and chronic disease because they don't, you know, they've been taken away from their traditional foods and don't know, aren't getting the information that that was not a good thing. And that just breaks my heart. I see it all the time here in Brooklyn.
That's an interesting experience that you have. And the coconut never made sense to me when they said it was the worst fat, because I thought that grows in the tropics. It's sterile. It provides an electrolyte solution that's so good it can be used, the coconut water can be used as an IV solution in war, and it's antibacterial, and I don't buy that it's bad. But what they did is they evaluated Crisco, which was hydrogenated coconut oil originally, and that's the determination that it was a horrible saturated fatty acid. And harmful for people. And it took so long. And I have a daughter-in-law who's from Jamaica, and we did go back to where she was born to have the wedding. And you wouldn't believe how many ways they use the coconut and coconut water and the gel that comes from it. It's fascinating. And then they come to this country and are told it's damaging.
I know. And most people who come to this country, whatever country they're coming from, their health really suffers because they just don't know. They don't know that there's poison in the food supply. You know, they don't know that there's not a control on genetically modified organisms. They don't know that there's hormones in the meat. They don't know that there are hormones in the milk. They don't know that things are so contaminated with pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, insecticides, that even people from Europe coming here who, you know, might have a deep scientific education, don't know that that's what's in our food supply, and they suffer from it. And
yes,
every community I've been in that's been international, I've seen them suffering from it, and we've still got a long way to go to educate people and bring them up to speed on that. And that's one thing, you know, now as an educator for Garden of Life, and we make supplements that are either emulating whole food or are directly from whole food and concentrated, boy, you'd better be starting with a clean product. You don't want to take a wheelbarrow full of plant food that's contaminated with all kinds of toxins and concentrated into a canister and have a person take a couple scoops of it a day. And it blows my mind that I didn't get that 10 years ago. I didn't even think about it. I trusted the industry, you know, to take care of those things. And I recommended all kinds of products that were practitioner grade, that were doctor lines of products, that weren't organic, that weren't non-GMO. And it blows my mind. We have to be so on top of that today. When you think about how much spray goes onto our food, and you can't be concentrating that into a supplement for somebody who's on the go and needs to get their protein or their multivitamins or their minerals, you know, in a convenient supplement form.
And the organic, natural sources that you use are avoiding, you are avoiding concentrating the toxins, chemicals, pesticides that are damaging within those foods.
Exactly. I equate, if your listeners know the idea of eating high on the food chain and how when you eat animal fats especially, but, you know, any part of an animal, you wind up getting the toxic load that that animal has accumulated in its lifetime of being fed plant food, because we tend to eat herbivores. So a cow, for instance, has been grazing for however many years or months on food. Is it organic food that they've been eating, or is it non-organic food? Is it full of toxins, or is it not full of toxins? Those toxins accumulate in their body. When you consume that animal or its milk products, you get those toxins in your body. It's a shorter-term thing, but it's the same concept. If you consume a concentrated plant food product that was grown with toxins, and you're going to accumulate them in your body when you eat that concentrated supplement. So it's just as important that animal proteins and milk products that we eat be coming from animals that were fed organic, USDA-certified organic feed, a non-genetically modified feed as it is that our plant supplements come from plant sources that are grown organically and without any genetically modified seed or additional additives to that final product. And that is something, you know, I have the honor of working with Garden of Life now, and that is something we are so dedicated to whenever possible to meet those standards. And I just, now I'm completely on the bandwagon. I can't believe I ever didn't consider that, you know, with my patients and my clients.
Yes, it's so critically important. And right now, the issue of labeling for GMO has been controversial. The companies don't want to have to label that it's GMO because they say the public perceives there is a problem and will avoid it. And that's not enough of a reason, so that people are ignorant of whether the product they're consuming is GMO or not. And we are going to carry on this conversation to our final segment. For those who have tuned in, we are talking with Amber Veets, and we're talking about empowering extraordinary health, the quality of diet, the quality of what of the foods, the plant substances that are used to make supplements. So we'll carry this on. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour, and we're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
Solgar number 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar number 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar number 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar number 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar number 7 says yes. Solgar number 7. Available at Village Green Apothecary.
If you have arthritis, everyday tasks can become a challenge. That's why more and more doctors are recommending Arthrobin, an all-natural medical food for the dietary management of osteoarthritis. It contains a combination of bioflavonoids, which work to reduce inflammation and joint deterioration, along with collagen peptides, which increase joint mobility, function, and repair. Arthrobin is not a drug and is virtually free of negative side effects. Look for Arthrobin by Designs for Health today, available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics multivitamins. That's right, certified organic, made with the highest quality standards, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, non-GMO certified, vegan, and gluten-free. Kind Organics multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probilardi from Metagenics offers a new targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probilardi provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function, in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probilardi is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. We try to bring you a lot of good information all about you and your health, and it's a reminder that you can catch these shows. It's streamed through myvillagegreen.com. That's myvillagegreen.com. And we are here every Sunday morning. Kevin will be discussing probiotics, so please join us next Sunday for his discussion. And today's guest has been Amber Veets, who is a certified nutritionist in integrative nutrition. Our subject is empowering extraordinary health. We've explored the importance of a natural, organic diet that's adjusted based on the individual differences, something Roger Williams coined the term as biochemical individuality. So I always like to give a heads up on him. We owe him, and he was criticized for making that comment. So everybody knows that biochemically we are now individuals. We are not all the same. And I want to carry on the conversation. So, Amber, let's keep going on this empowering extraordinary health and the quality of food and supplements.
Excellent. Thank you, Dana. Yeah, I think, empowering is a key word there. And you and I have been talking today, and you talk all the time about information. We talked about people need to understand that there are GMOs in their food. They need to be able to see it. They need to know what G, A, M, and the O all stand for. And they need to know what it means when something is made with organic ingredients versus USDA certified organic. And granted, it takes a lot of research, and that's our field, that's our job, that's what we do. We're not plumbers, this is what we do. But at the same time, that information should be more in the mainstream, and that is empowerment. Information is empowerment. And so as much as possible, you know, for us as a company at Garden of Life, we want to put that information out there. We want our products and our processes to be as transparent as possible. We want to put information on our website. We want to put information in our magazine, Extraordinary Health, so that people can understand exactly what they're looking at. And, you know, it's funny because a couple years ago, I started with Garden of Life as an educator in August last year. But 2.5, almost 3 years ago now, I started in this concept of, you know, the only way that really good companies are going to make it in this market today that really have something to offer is if we educate the market as to why what we do and what we care about is so important. Why are we ahead of the curve? Why is it so important for us to be above and beyond the government regulations in supplements in the natural products industry? It's so important because we don't have a choice in the future. We have to be more sustainable. We have to be cleaner, not using genetically modified organisms, not using chemicals on our fields will help us save the soil of this planet, and soil is where it's at. What things are grown in determines the nutrient content of our food, which determines how much of those nutrients you can extract, and the soil is where it's at. It's the most important thing. So by purchasing supplement products for when you're on the go and you can't make those mini meals all day long from companies that really care about their sources or their raw materials, means that you're also supporting the future with a cleaner planet, with cleaner soil, with more nutrition in our food. You know, our produce has dropped in nutrient content by half since they started studying this in the 1960s. We're actually lacking in nutrients over the last half of a century, and that's very sad. It's very sad, but it's not surprising considering that, you know, modern agriculture methods really deplete the nutrient content of the soil. It's not surprising. So how do you put that back? You eat food, you go to farmers markets, you buy locally, and you choose supplements that are from produce, from agricultural products that are grown in soil that's composted. We're composting, recycling those nutrients, and not putting chemicals on the crops that deplete the soil are prioritized. And so when we talk about any of our supplements in Garden of Life, but especially the foundational supplements, talking about greens, cereal grass juices to replace and augment a person's vegetable intake. When you're talking about protein supplements, augment a person's daily protein intake. You're talking about probiotics, which I'd love to tune in next week and listen to that. Probiotics are fundamental to human health and extraordinary health, because microbes in our gut are like microbes in the soil. Microbes in our gut give us the nutrition for our bodies to function optimally. Microbes in the soil fix the nutrition for the plant to grow with optimum nutrient content. It's the same thing. So these are foundational supplements to empower extraordinary health in the person who either doesn't have access to good, clean, quality food or doesn't have the time, which is most likely the case for most of us, to make those meals. you know, you really talked about this. Every snack has to be like a meal. It has to have a good component of complex carbohydrates, fats, and proteins in it to be balanced. And I was going to ask you, do you have the time or take the time to make actual food, or do you rely a little bit on supplementation?
Well, I do a little of both. I use a lot of nuts and seeds, and we'll have maybe some fruit, a bite of an apple. That's kind of a mini snack, or hummus, and use that with any kind of a vegetable. That works, you know, that's quick and easy. Or I have done a hard-boiled egg and a piece of fruit. I make it easy and try to help people make it easy. But I do use the supplements, because none of us, and especially as we get older, our needs are higher. And it's hard for diet to provide it.
It's true. And people have options. And, you know, I have tried whey protein, and that's been a gold standard because of the amino acid profile. And it's kind of a gold standard for bodybuilders and weightlifters. But there's so many ways now that we can utilize different plant proteins and mix different plant proteins together.
What about your vegetable, the vegetable protein? What source?
Exactly. Well, we've got two options now, which is really exciting. We have the sprouted option, a combination of 13 sprouted legumes, nuts, and seeds. Legumes, grains, and seeds that you get a diversity of plant sources so that you have a full amino acid spectrum, and it's sprouted and raw. And that's our raw protein, raw meal, raw fit. Those all contain those 13 sprouts, which reduces anti-nutritive components. It allows your body to access the nutrition of that plant food so that it's much more equivalent to an animal protein. And that's been, you know, our standard for several years. We've had the raw protein, raw meal, raw fit, and it's been really satisfying for a lot of people. But we found that a huge component of the market, maybe 70 to 90% in some stores, just doesn't want something that tastes healthy. They want something that tastes like, you know, a milkshake. And so we worked really hard to come up with a formula that was smoother, that had more of a flavor that people are used to, as vanilla or chocolate or coffee flavor. And that's our new organic plant protein, which is really smooth and has a really interesting combination of protein sources. It's cranberry seed protein, pumpkin seed, chia, flax, pea, and then superfoods from Africa, moringa, and baobab, which I love those two. I'm really excited that they're in there. And it's really simple, you know, just seven sources, but that combination makes a really balanced amino acid profile, which is the most important thing to a person's utilization of protein. And it tastes great, and it's smooth, and it mixes up in water, and it mixes up in unsweetened almond milk. And it's 100 calories, and boom, you're on the go, and you have that satiation.
So and what's it called?
That's called organic plant protein.
Okay.
And it comes in smooth varieties, and we've got great flavors with that. So, you know, that's just super important. People have to be able to drink it. They have to like the taste of it, the texture. And for us, it's very important that it be organic and non-GMO, and that it provides you the right amino acid profile so your body can use all that protein. So we've got a lot of good options these days in that plant protein category.
Well, thank you. And that's Garden of Life Superior. So I'm sorry that we have to say goodbye. We're at the end of the show. And thank you, Amber, for being with us.
Thank you so much, Dana.
And thank you, listeners, for joining us on The Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM. And you can access this show or any of the previous shows through MyVillageGreen.com. And please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take, it's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Did you know at Village Green we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more? That's right. In addition to our other big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle today and every day. At Village Green, we've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living products for over 45 years. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
In the small town of Elmira, New York, a boy was born into an all-American family. the odds of him achieving his dream in the fashion industry? 1 in 23 million. The odds of having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 68. I am Tommy Hilfiger, and my family is affected by autism. Learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWWTFMHD2 Manassas, WTLPFMHD2 Braddock Heights Frederick, the Washington, D.C. home of Navy Athletics.